Something a bit closer to home. Someone in our house recently replaced a solenoid in the washing machine, and that fixed a problem that the manufacturer had suggested had made the appliance a bin job. I don't think it's too uncommon to hear people's frustrations with that sort of situation. Why can't it be fixed, we ask? Well, there is some hope in a growing push against the manufacturers that don't want you to fix your appliance or device. The Right to Repair movement has seen laws passed in Europe recently to mandate that repair should be easier and cheaper. The US is considering legislation, and Australia is being urged to follow suit, as Annie Guest reports.
Computer hard drives being pulled apart by volunteers at a recycling facility in Logan, south of Brisbane. Whitney Lindsay is the administrator of Substation 33.
We get a lot of TVs, a lot of computers and a lot of home appliances.
The goods are then repaired or recycled at this not-for-profit social enterprise, which trains unemployed people in the process.
TVs and computers we work with a lot. We found them to be quite fixable. Things like home appliances is where it gets a little bit tricky.
Whitney Lindsay has six functioning tablet computers rendered obsolete. Professor Leanne Wiseman is an expert in intellectual property law from Griffith University.
Any smart good or device that you have in your home has a computer chip embedded in it. So what happens then is those computer chips are basically locked up by the manufacturers.
Unlocking the code and opening up a quick and easy fix is the aim of an international movement calling itself Right to Repair. They want regulations overhauled.
It was never envisaged that these digital locks and technological protection measures would be used over your coffee machine or your dishwasher or your refrigerator.
One of the areas where you've said this is very relevant is in repairing smartphones, but however, you can go to the high street repairer and have it fixed.
Often it will cost you quite a lot of money, but also Apple have a history of making their devices difficult to repair.
Apple declined an interview but pointed to its announcement in August that it would provide more parts and information to Apple authorised repairers. That wasn't enough for the European Union, which passed laws in October to require easier repairs. Professor Taina Piklarina is from the University of Helsinki.
It also demands the manufacturers to design the product so that they are easier to repair.
She spoke to PM at a Right to Repair workshop organised by Griffith University in Brisbane recently. Professor Leah Chan-Grinvold from Suffolk University in Boston says the United States could follow the EU.
Currently in the United States, we have over 20 states, approximately 20 states, looking at passing a right to repair law that should allow consumers the ability to repair their own products by obtaining information as well as parts.
The Australian government has previously said it would mandate the sharing of car servicing information. And last year it indicated the Productivity Commission could be asked to examine the broader right to repair issue, but it told PM it had not received any terms of reference. PM sought comment from manufacturers through the Australian Industry Group, but they declined to respond.
Annie Guest reporting.